My name is Jamie Atkinson, founder of podcastclosing.com, and this show is built for 6 and 7 figure entrepreneurs with podcasts who are looking to grow and scale their customer acquisition using that show. If you're a 6 or 7 figure entrepreneur with a podcast and you want to get featured on this show to talk about your own podcast journey, go to top100interview.com. Now over to your glamorous host, Brittany Chaterbuck, and don't forget to subscribe for daily interview content.
Shanae, let's talk about what curiosity is, first off, and how you use curiosity, and really allow that to spur your business growth and longevity. I mean, you are a multi-business owner and they are all successful businesses. How did you incorporate curiosity into all of this?
Yeah, so really curiosity is the ability to ask a question and being willing to ask yourself probably important questions, not just like, how's it going? But the next step is like, how's it going today? How am I feeling? Does it feel like a productive day? So when I think about building curiosity in my business, it's not just like KPIs or key performance indicators or key performance measurements. It's more of like, does my business feel like it is sitting in the space that is best for me? Does it feel like I'm getting to the place that I want to be? This is a lot of feelings. I believe that a curiosity also, when you start asking yourself better questions, you can start to use your intuition to a significantly better, building opportunities, right? You can use your intuition to move yourself forward, move your business forward, move your curiosity forward. Because when you get more curious, you also have the ability to find different pathways when you're stuck. So when I was, as I've been building my businesses, I have two, I used to have four. So maybe don't be me, but the idea is, when I closed two businesses, why? Because I was realizing that they weren't aligned to my overall path. They were successful for all intents and purposes. I was glad for them. I learned a lot. I did a lot. I accomplished a lot, but it wasn't enough for me to, I wasn't willing to put in more time and effort in the ways that I was going. So I had to be curious about myself. What do I want? What feels right? Why? Which is probably the most important question as you deep dive with the businesses that I do have that are still running. There's two of them. The idea is, how can I continue to grow that feels the best for me? And how do I understand the world and the universe that I exist in with these businesses? So those are all curious questions, and they're big questions. But like, as you're brushing your teeth and washing your face every day, like the idea is that you'll be marinating on them.
Absolutely. Now, you had mentioned like being stuck. Was there, you kind of touched on being stuck yourself and not feeling aligned in the businesses anymore, or in a couple of your businesses. So how do people go about this? If there's anyone listening right now who do feel stuck and they don't know which way to go, whether they should let go or whether they should keep pushing forward, or they don't even know where to start, any pieces of advice in regards to that?
Yeah, probably the biggest one is when you're stuck, it's, what are you stuck about? Because like, oh, I'm stuck in my business is not, it's too vague for you to act on, right? So when you're stuck, it's really about, where do you find activity and where's the non-activity? What are you missing? So for myself, when I was stuck, and I've been stuck a few times, right? Like that's kind of part and parcel of being in business. For the business that is still running, the two businesses that are still running, the one is Shade Tree Audio Rentals. It's an equipment, film equipment business that we rent to film and TV productions here in Atlanta, Georgia. So that's just so you understand. So I have a business partner in this business, and we had tripled the size of the business in about 3 months. And I highly recommend that you rethink how quickly you want to grow. But what happened was, I was looking at my client list and I was like, I only like a few of them. And we had 100 or so, right?
Wow.
So I was stuck in a business that was uncomfortable, like didn't feel aligned to my values. I mean, you know, so what it ended up meaning to me is that I needed to find more opportunities to capitalize on the people that I did like, you know, clients that they made sense. So I recreated a client avatar, redecided like, this is how I'm going to work with people. And anyone that does not follow my program, AKA doesn't want to do it the way that I, as the business owner, am running my business, then it means that they're not for me. And saying no also created that opportunity for me to say yes to all the other people who
we're aligned.
Made me significantly more money. So,
This is huge. So,
yeah.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm good. Yeah.
It gets really, comes really down to getting clear on who that avatar is, who your ideal client is. Do they align with my values? Do they actually do the work? Are they easy to work with because they're on the same page as me? Or, you know, or are you saying yes to everyone who's just really not a fit for yourself? And maybe you're not a fit for them either, right? So how did you, can you even elaborate and dive deeper as to, you know, how you got clear on that ideal person that you did want to bring in the business, you did want to work with, and how that changed things for you?
Yeah, so because I already had people that I did like working with, and then I also had people that I really, really did not like working with, I put them next to each other. And you know how you usually do like a pro con list. I did something really similar where I was like, what is it about this person or what is it about that other person that I like and dislike? What are they doing? Right. So one person contacted a lot, like would contact at the last minute, didn't have a plan, would be super vague in the asks, you know, didn't want to pay on time, was really combative as just like a client overall. Whereas the other person was great. I don't even know how to say it. So he was interested in my business. He wanted to work with me more often, had a history of wanting to work with people of color. He wanted to pay on time. He wanted to pay at a fair market value. There was, he was easy to work with in that he planned. So he knew what he was asking for and he was okay with suggestions if that didn't really make sense. Right. So we were in enough communication that he would get what he needed and we would have enough, we would be able to respond to him in a reasonable hour. So like in a reasonable set of time. And so this was kind of the same thing for the other person, like that was completely opposite of what the other person was doing. So when you build that avatar, I was like, okay, so I want more of him and less of the other person. What about him? Where did I find him? What, you know, what was I attracting? What was I not attracting? And building upon that. So getting clear on, you know, maybe putting more psychographics into your client avatar, not just, you know, a teacher that lives in the Bronx, right? Like, sure, those are great. You need those. You need a starting point. And we always, and we being my business partner and I, we've always had those, right? We would working with producers and line producers and production managers who largely live in New York and LA, and they've been in the business for X, Y, and Z amount of time. Those were fine. But then when I started comparing, both of them were line producers. They were night and day experiences for working with us.
It's huge, the difference when you're aligning with the right people, right? They're not negotiating your prices. They see the value in it. They're ready to go. They're driven, right? It's just all about getting clear on who those people are and really, you know, knowing that that's who you need to work with. So that's huge. I love it. So do you want to tell us a little bit about, you know, even diving in a bit deeper of your journey and where you're at today and exactly what you're up to and how do you help people? Let's talk about that. I want to make sure everyone has a huge, like, good idea of who you are and what you do and where you came from.
Yeah. So 4 years ago in 2019, I was a full-time corporate gal. And working in public health, actually, really specifically, I have a master's degree in public health, and I've been doing that for years. But when I left, I wasn't ready to go back to corporate, you know, sometimes you have that like post-corporate PTSD. And so I had already started the equipment business with my business partner a year prior. So I was walking into a business that like I had already started and I was excited about, but like it needed more energy from me, from him. And that's what I did. And then I had an experience after being in a mastermind where essentially the leader, I had responded to a woman in the mastermind about, I don't even remember exactly what it was, but she was struggling with a problem. And I was like, hey, I have some suggestions for you. And basically gave her like a 3-year plan in about 2 minutes.
Wow.
Which is intense, but it had like a full strategy around it. And the leader of the mastermind, he was like, Shanae, I would pay you for a course for you to teach me how you did that. Right? How did I create a strategy around her helping build her business? And I was like, oh, people don't know how to do that. Oh, like these are questions that people want to have answered. And so I went down a 1.5-year sort of spiral of like rabbit hole, trying to figure out what that meant. And so I built Swantown Creative. And what that means is that I've built a business where I'm excited to help businesses be creative and curious about what they can do next, be smarter, get out of the stuck, get out of the overwhelm, stop being frustrated. And, you know, a lot of times when you get past those first couple of years, and that's the businesses that we want to keep around, you've made it to, you know how to make money. That's not the issue. Money's not the issue. Well, it can be, but money's not the first issue. Money is, it's now you're wanting to work with people that you like. So if you remember my story about my equipment business and like building that and figuring out my new ideal, I'm working with business owners to do the same thing, rebuilding that client avatar, rebuilding processes, rebuilding some of their services or products so that they can offer the things that light them up, that make them feel good, that fits into their mission, vision, values to move forward. So.
This is huge. I love it. Thanks so much for going into, you know, elaborating on where you came from and where you are at today and what you help people with. It's huge. Now, as a successful entrepreneur of multiple businesses, I kind of wanted to ask you what your biggest takeaway is that you can maybe share with our listeners, you know, whether that is any words of wisdom. We know that it's a roller coaster ride being an entrepreneur. What have you learned? Of course, you've mentioned a lot, but if you could put it in a brief takeaway or words of wisdom, I'm tongue tied. For those listening that can be inspired to continue to go and push through and, you know, get a bit of clarity, what would that be for you?
So two things is keeping in mind that you are not stuck. You just need a different path. And then the second one is ask good questions. You will get good answers. And so being curious about what's next for you is always is an opportunity.
Absolutely. This is huge. Well, thank you so much for today, my friend. You are absolutely incredible. I'm so happy we got to learn a little bit about your history and then what brought you to where you are today and the strategies that you have used. I want to give you the next minute here. If there are any bits and pieces you just want to throw out there and share that we didn't have a chance to cover, now is your time. And then, of course, the best way to connect with you.
I stay curious, my friends. Taking it from Dos Equis. The way to get a hold of me, I'm in LinkedIn and I spend a lot of time there. Shanae Jackson, that's Chanaye. And last name is Jackson, just like Michael. And that's on LinkedIn. You can also download a quick downloadable as a 1-2-3 about where are you in terms of building a cheat sheet around your systems, processes, and strategies. Just giving you some clues about where you can help start thinking about your curiosity and then putting it into your business.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Shanae. This has been absolutely amazing. You're a rock star. I love what you're doing. And thanks for inspiring us, not just myself, but my entire audience. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Group, if you're listening and enjoyed, please like and subscribe. If you're a 6, 7, 8, or 9-figure entrepreneur and want to come on the show just like Shanae did today, please go to www.podcastrebels.com. Thanks, guys.
Hey everyone, I hope you really enjoyed that episode. As always, if you want to listen to more daily interview content, make sure you subscribe. And here's 3 ways I can help you in your business for free. One, check out my video on how we're building a pipeline that produces 30 plus prime sales calls every single week using podcast setters and a basic interview funnel. And this is actually how I was able to quit social media forever. You can go to podcastrebels.com/setters. Two, if you're a 6 or 7-figure entrepreneur with a podcast, we actually want to interview you on one of our top 100 shows. Head to top100interview.com. And then three, download our podcast closing formula. It shows you how to create a podcast sales team that books out your sales calendar each week using the podcast closing client attraction method. And you can go to podcastrebels.com/podcast formula. Now at podcastclosing.com, we help 6 and 7-figure entrepreneurs with podcasts create a system for predictable client acquisition without relying on paid advertising or social media by building out podcast sales teams. Now, if you want help turning your podcast into a high-ticket client acquisition machine, then book a call with our team to see how we can help. Go to podcastrebels.com/chat. All right, guys, we'll see you in the next interview.